morning. Good morning, good morning. It is Wednesday morning, and I have no camera, apparently. That's always helpful. Let me see if I can do this. Nope, I have no camera. Alrighty. Let's see if I can fix this. On the fly, technical troubleshooting. Let's see what we can do here. Is that better? Okay. All right. Psalm 118. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Good morning. Happy Wednesday morning to you. Just over a week away until Thanksgiving will be upon us. And we need to pray, because we've got a lot to look at today, and it's been a rough go with the technology already this morning. So let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this day that you've given to us. Thank you for loving us and waking us up and giving us the gift of a brand new day. Thank you for caring about us and for holding us in your hands and for being our God and our Father in ways that are unknown to us and unseen to us, but are very real and very present. And Father, we pray that you would teach us through your word this morning. We pray that you would write Psalm 118 on our hearts as we read through it and continue to think about it this morning, that you would guide our thoughts and our response to your word by your Spirit. May your Spirit empower your word to impact our lives in a way that will be truly transformative and that will bring glory to you and fruit to our lives. We pray this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All nations surrounded me. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They went out like a fire among thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. I was pushed hard so that I was falling, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Hold on. So last time we began to look at Psalm 118, and we focused our hearts really on how we should respond to Psalm 118, how we should worship the Lord, giving thanks to him for he is good and his steadfast love endures forever. We spent some time thinking about the name of the Lord and the character of the Lord and the actions of the Lord. This time I want to look at Psalm 118 and see Christ. Psalm 118 is a great example to us of how the Psalms evidence themselves to be the Word of God because they are beyond what any human being could just concoct up, in that Psalm 118 is both, it was functioned as sort of the national anthem of Israel for hundreds of years. They would celebrate and sing this, particularly at the culmination of the what we call Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights, the Festival of Dedication of the Temple. By the way, Jesus celebrated that festival in John chapter 10. It was also used heavily at the Feast of Tabernacles. And so it really was one of the most commonly sung psalms together for the nation of Israel. And for them, in their minds, as they were singing it, they were thinking about the life of Israel as a nation and how they've been often surrounded by enemies and how God has delivered them and how God has done great things for them and he's become their salvation. But there's really so much more to it because it's also about Christ in two ways. And this is the real beauty of the Psalms, the real heart of the beauty of the Psalms, is that Christ is both the subject and the singer of the Psalms. So all of the Psalms in one way or another point us to Christ. But Christ is both the subject and the singer of the Psalms. And what do I mean by that? Well, Psalm 118 both shows us the heart of Christ as he was living his life on earth and looking to his Father for salvation and crying out to him and trusting in him, and God delivered him from death and brought him into eternal life and seated him at his right hand in the heavens on high. So it is the song of Christ. It is Christ's own song. But he is also the subject of it in that it points us to Christ. It shows us about Christ. And it does so in a way that really is basically impossible for just a human being to be able to invent these things by artistry. It must have been inspired by the Spirit of God. So I'm going to try to show you that. And I don't think we'll be able to do it full justice. I did preach a sermon on Psalm 118. So if you go to Sermon Audio and you go to the Forest Hill page and you look under the Psalms section, you can find a sermon on Psalm 118 where I had a little bit more time to unpack things. But so Jesus in his earthly life was in distress, right? And he called on the Lord. Hebrews tells us, one of my favorite passages to explain the life of Jesus on earth, Hebrews tells us that during the days of his life on earth, Jesus cried out to the Lord with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. He was heard because of his piety, right? And so Jesus sang this. He cried out to the Lord, and the Lord answered him and set him free. He was surrounded by the nations. Both the people of Israel and the Roman occupiers conspired together to cut off the Lord Jesus, to surround him, to put him to death. And he was pushed hard and he was falling, but the Lord helped him. The Lord became his salvation by raising him from the dead. But now for us, we can look at this and say that Jesus is, in Jesus Christ, the Lord, Yahweh, has become our salvation. He has become our Yeshua, our Savior. Jesus is the incarnation of Yahweh for our salvation. So this central verse, the Lord is my strength and my song, he has become my salvation, is tells us about Jesus as well as what Jesus experienced. And so glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. We now, as the people of God, because of Jesus. We sing songs of Jesus. We sing songs celebrating and worshiping Jesus. My Jesus, I love thee. Oh, how I love Jesus, right? You know, just how many different songs we sing that are all about how wonderful Jesus is and how what a savior he is to us. And so we sing that. The right hand of the Lord is Jesus. So the right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. This is a proclamation of the triumphant salvation victory of Jesus. Look with me at verse 19. It's the top of the right hand column. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. This verses 19 and 20. This is a powerful dual picture, and I want you to think about this with me. As Jesus was riding across the Kidron Valley up to Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, he could sing this psalm. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. Jesus is the righteous one. And as he rides through the gates into Jerusalem, it is the gates of righteousness. The sheep gate Jesus went into, it's called the sheep gate. It's also called the lion's gate. And it is both where the sheep were brought in for Passover, and it was Passover when Jesus rode in. The sheep that would be used in a sacrifice rode through there. But it was also the entrance gate for kings, particularly as they were coming back from victories. And one of the first things they would do when they came back from a victory is offer a sacrifice to the Lord. Well, Jesus is coming in as the king who is the sacrifice, as the king who is the Passover lamb. And so he's entering in through the gates on that Palm Sunday. But then Jesus also said in John, I am the gate, right? I am the gate. Enter through me and you will have eternal life. He who comes in by me will come in and go out and have pasture. So Jesus is the gate of the Lord. And as we enter into God's presence through him, we become the righteous in him, right? So he is the gates of righteousness. He is the gate of the Lord. And right after that, I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. Again, this is the second time that we see the Lord has become our salvation. And again, for ancient Israel, it would have just been a thought of God rescued us, God saved us, God delivered us in battle from our enemies. But for Jesus, it would have been God, my Father, rescued me from death. He delivered me from the clutches of death in my resurrection from the dead. For us, though, it is that Yahweh, the Lord, has become Jesus, our salvation, our righteousness, our peace with God, the atoning sacrifice that covers our sins, victory from death. He has become our salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This verse, verse 22, Psalm 118, 22, becomes one of the most important verses for the early church to be able to explain biblically what it is that happened. Because, of course, the response to people in the days of the early church would have been, what are you talking about that Jesus is the Messiah? The leadership of Israel rejected him. They found him wanting. They put him to death. So how is it that you can say he is the Messiah? And of course, they would say, well, he rose again from the dead. God raised him from the dead. But also they would say, this was foretold. The stone that the builders rejected, Jesus is the stone that the builders, the leaders of Israel, the chief priests and Pharisees and the Sanhedrin rejected. And he has become the cornerstone by his resurrection from the dead, which declared him to be the Son of God with power, according to Romans 1:5. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And I believe that verse 24, Christians love verse 24 of Psalm 118. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We wake up every day. I believe we can wake up every day and be thankful and quote Psalm 118:24. But I believe it is specifically talking about the day of resurrection. And the reason why we gather for worship on Sunday morning is because that is the day of resurrection. That is the day. That's the day when the stone that the builders rejected became the cornerstone. This is when the Lord did what is marvelous by bringing the Messiah to life again, and not a temporary resurrection where he would die later, but a resurrection to eternal life. This is the day. The day of resurrection is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And that's why we gather every Sunday morning. And that's why every Sunday morning when we gather, we should gather with joy and thanksgiving for our risen Savior. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. This is exactly what the people were shouting to Jesus, by the way, on Palm Sunday. Hosanna, we pray, O Lord. Save us, we pray, O Lord. So we see a strong connection to Palm Sunday here with the gates of righteousness, the gates of the Lord, and then the words of the people on Palm Sunday come directly from Psalm 118. Save us, we pray, O Lord, O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They said that on Palm Sunday as well. That is not an accident. The crowds were deliberately quoting Psalm 118. This would have been most familiar to them. They would have sung it countless times throughout their lives. So when they say, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, it's because it's in Psalm 118. And so God is using that. That's why Jesus said, if they're quiet, the very stones would cry out, because that was the moment when Psalm 118 should have been most loudly proclaimed, because this is the moment when Jesus is coming to save us. And what is he coming to do? He's coming to be offered up as a sacrifice. The Lord is God. He has made his light to shine upon us. The light of the Lord is Jesus, who shines upon us with his truth and wisdom and righteousness. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. That's what Jesus came to do. As they tied him with ropes to that cross and put the nails through his hands and feet, he was being bound to the altar to be our salvation. You are my God, I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. And we see the chesed of the Lord, the steadfast love of the Lord, most clearly, most abundantly, most unmistakably in the willing sacrifice of Jesus on our behalf, and then in his triumphant resurrection from the dead. We see the faithfulness of Jesus in being willing to be bound as a sacrifice for us, and we see the faithfulness of God to raise him again from the dead and make him the light and the salvation for all of God's people. Oh, I feel like we barely scratched the surface of Psalm 118. I hope that you will read it again and meditate on it. If you get time to listen to the sermon that I preached on it, it might be helpful to you. But it's just worth taking time to really meditate on Psalm 118. It's so rich and so full of glorious truth for us. But we are out of time, and so let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you for your unfailing, steadfast love. There is no one like you, O Lord. You are matchless in your beauty, in your holiness, in your justice, in your truth, and in your mercy and compassion. Father, forgive me. Forgive me for not focusing my heart and mind on you throughout each day as I should, for trying to take things on myself, for trying to do things my own way, for thinking that I have the answers when you are the answer. You are the answer. You are my salvation. You have become my salvation in your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world and the light of my life. Father, make us yours. Make us one people bind our hearts together by the love of Christ, and lead us, Father, lead us forward as ambassadors for Christ to a world that needs to hear the gospel, as servants of Christ in a world that is shrouded in darkness. May we reflect the light of the world as your people. We pray this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, this will be our last Psalms devotional for a while. I'm going to be off next week, so we're not doing one Friday morning. We're not doing any next week. After Thanksgiving, we'll be back on with some kind of devotional. I haven't really decided yet if we're going to continue in the Psalms or if they're going to be more Advent-type devotionals for the Christmas season as we prepare to celebrate the birth of Jesus. I don't know, but we'll be back after Thanksgiving with something. Maybe you can pray for me to have wisdom as to what we should do. But I've enjoyed these times together, and I'll miss getting together three times a week like this. But I hope that you will be blessed. And if you're able to come out and join us on Sunday morning for worship, we'll be back at the 4-H camp, the Deer Creek Overlook, out in the Rock State Park area. We'd love to have you. You can get directions and more information on our website, foresthillpca.org. Have a blessed day in the Lord.